You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click on the app. Lower right-hand corner, it says more. Click on that. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, baby?
I'm feeling
good. Are you happy today?
I am.
Big day for you, Aaron Judge, 61.
I'm feeling
good.
It's
finally there. You guys get a big win.
I'm bleary-eyed last night, making myself stay up, and he did it. I was psyched about that, yeah.
He did it pretty, but he did it pretty early. He was getting ready to go to bed that late?
It was like top of the seventh. Yeah, it was after 9 o'clock for sure. Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Felt like it was early to me.
No, it was,
I guess you got West Coast time.
It was probably around 9:30, something like that. Yeah. But, like, I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. I'm fading, man.
Yeah, right. I get it.
It did feel, maybe because it was in Toronto, it just felt anticlimactic to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something weird about it.
Better at home than on the road.
Always, yeah. And it's big, but still, like, I just been fighting with this all morning. Like, Barry Bonds, and I know people get into, well, he cheated. It just felt and looked different to me.
But see, Bonds was so good before all of that. It's weird because I don't like cheaters in sports. I can't stand it. But did in the end, I almost kind of max tolerate Barry because he was always good. Like yeah.
The story of Barry Bonds is very simple, and everything that you see superficially was actually what happened, right? He was resisting cheating for a long time.
Yeah.
He was the best player in the game. Then McGuire and Sosa jump on it. They get all the attention. They get all the money.
And so he got a little jealous.
And after several years of that, he's like, hold on, time out. By the way, even when they were on it,
Give me some of that.
He was still as good as them. He just wasn't hitting as many home runs. He was still, when they were on the juice, he was as good as those guys on the juice, but he wasn't as much of a home run hitter as them. So he's finally like,
well, they was never the baseball player that he was.
Yeah. No, never.
But you know what, Max, the problem for me as an ex-athlete who probably knows too much about other athletes?
Yeah.
I know a lot of athletes in other sports that have done things that if it got out in public, you will look at them like, ah, man, wow, really?
But that's right. And by the way, you don't know who is or – let's put it this way. There are guys who are juicing.
Key and I know.
There are guys who are juicing and the public doesn't know, right? And it's hard to tell. But there are other guys – that doesn't mean because when you find a guy who's clearly juicing and as a result and only as a result of that they break records, that doesn't mean you acknowledge those records.
Even people in the public know, Max, that certain individuals are doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing to get an edge, but the public will not – the public don't have the platform or to say anything.
Right.
Like they don't –
Can I mention one thing real quick because Key just said that?
Also, real quick, Max, the fact that Key and I know about a lot of stuff, it's crazy when you start seeing other things get glorified at such high levels where when you know it, you're like, okay. Like, I know what that is.
I want to mention something about Key, you saying getting an edge. It's one thing to get an edge cheating and it helps you. It's another thing when the cheating clearly and directly causes a different result. If you look at Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, their home run to at-bat ratio was consistent throughout their career, give or take, right? Then suddenly, at an age where maybe they should be declining, especially Bonds, not only spike, it almost doubles.
Yeah. So, Max, how about this? How about somebody, hypothetically, I'm just giving you a hypothetical scenario. Somebody has a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
And they take something to recover from that knee injury a lot quicker, and they come back and win a world championship.
Yeah.
Like, is that the same?
I think coming...
That's not the same for me either.
It's not the same.
Because as long as it allows them to get back to themselves, that's different than becoming something you've never been.
Their selves will maybe not be what themselves is.
That's true, but I still see it as a difference.
That didn't make sense.
I know what you're saying.
Like, hold on, let me rewind, retract.
Duke State?
Let me say it again. Duke State Tech. All I'm saying to you is they don't get back to themselves because who they are after that injury
is
may never be back to where they were.
But were they that dude before the knee injury? were they that due before the knee injury?
In other words, so do they exceed the standard that they've set in the past, or do they just simply meet it?
Even meeting it, you never get back to that.
You're right. That is giving you like a different result, but like, it's not the same for Key or me because it doesn't exceed what they've done.
You got into your accident, and you wanted to play basketball still, and your leg and stuff.
Take what you can take.
Had you needed to figure it out, and if it helped you get back to where you once were, I don't have a problem with that. But if all of a sudden
you're now Michael Jordan, that's a problem.
Well, Diego, he's fair. You know,
Don't give me that.
Jordan 6'6". So if you all of a sudden take something and you grow to 6'7", then
Jay, give me a player. Give me a player that had you never gotten hurt. Give me a player.
The height wise, like I couldn't get.
Jay, give me a player.
Disney World.
I think this is a good analogy. Give me a player that had you not gotten hurt, you believe that was your potential. Can you identify a 5'11"? No, seriously. Could you identify a 6'2" point guard who could be who you thought I could be him if I never got hurt?
I'm not sure if I would have been on the right team, but I thought I had similar characteristics to Zeke.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, so let's say, for sure. Let's say you got the injections and everything in your knee and you took HGH and steroids and everything and you get back and you become the next Isaiah Thomas.
That's cheating though, right?
No.
But Jay,
but
you
was
still,
already that dude.
Yeah, but that's
hold
you
on,
though,
wait,
kid.
Jay, let me finish the thought. Athlete,
the public will look at me as a cheater.
I don't know that the public will look at you that way because, first of all, it needs to be framed a certain way.
Well.
And once it's framed a certain way, then people will judge it based on that, in my opinion.
So I want to finish. Wait, Jay, I want to finish the thought.
First to market on it.
I want to finish the thought.
First to the market.
I understand what you're saying because without it, you wouldn't have been able to do it. What I'm saying is that's different. If you fulfilled what it looked like you're up, get back to the guy you could be, and it allows you to reach your potential. That's different than you take it and now you're Michael Jordan. Now you're LeBron James. You're the greatest player who ever lived. That is BS.
Like in football, for me, had I taken something. I was already fire, but if I'd have taken something, oh my goodness, the rest would have been history. I'd have been jumping through up to the press box and all sorts of stuff. There's guys that played in the National Football League that played the same position as me, and they look crazy. And they
we were talking about this the other day.
They run and they can just an explosive and. But we know what you're doing.
But that's my thing. We know.
Yeah, but
you and I know. We talk about this all the time.
But Jay, just because the existence of some guys getting away with it doesn't mean that when you can identify it, you look the other way.
And that person was never, ever like that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, almost cursed, but all of a sudden, he went to a whole nother level.
So now getting back to Aaron Judge, guys.
But he was never hurt.
Barry Bonds was the best player in baseball and one of the two or three greatest left fielders who ever lived.
Yes.
First ballot Hall of Famer already. Then he jumped on the stuff and he hit 73 home runs. He walked 200 times. He became the greatest player who ever played any sport. It was like a cartoon. I'm not recognizing it when I know the only reason he did it was the cheating. Same thing with McGuire and Sosa. McGuire and Sosa were... They suddenly become the greatest home run. Stop. So Aaron Judge, on the other hand, comes into the league, hit 52 home runs as a rookie.
Yeah.
Then in seasons where he barely played over 100 games, 27 home runs. Then last year, like Roger Maris, the year before he did, 39. Hit 39 and played 148 games, getting back into the rhythm flow of things. Now, at the age of 30, having finally been healthy for the first time in a long time, coming off as good.
60 plus.
I thought he was going to go for 60. He's in a contract year on top of it all. That's different than what the other guys did.
Yeah, because the other guys all of a sudden were, you know, Barry Bonds was always a 35, 40 home run type guy. And then he saw Sosa and McGuire, like you said, surpass him because the public was enamored by this chase.
The home runs.
They was enamored by it. He didn't want to lose out in that. So he decided to find somebody who could help him get to that level.
Yeah, and he did.
And he got to the level, but he was always good, so I respect him a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Judge not only has 61 home runs, which in my view is the record, but he has one more to break the record, and he might win the Triple Crown in the same season.
That's crazy, man. In a contract
when
year.
Bonds got on the stuff, he couldn't run and throw couldn't run the bases and field anymore. Judge is a five-tool player still doing this. Do numbers still mean what they once did in baseball? We're going to get into that a little later. Tua Tagovailoa is dealing with a back injury, guys. So what should we expect from the Dolphins' offense tonight against Cincinnati on the road?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He just gives you nothing. You already know what you're getting. You're gonna get a small little word, and that's it.
How's Mac Jones doing, Coach?
Well, he's doing great.
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Coach, what does doing great mean?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
So, Dan.
Yeah, what do I look like? An orthopedic surgeon?
So, that was me. Before Belichick's press conference, and that was Jay and Max asking me questions. And so we wonder if Bill was listening to our show, because all of a sudden, those were the answers he was giving at the press conference. Yeah. So I was trying to imitate him a little bit. And you know, we just wanted you to hear it to know which one you think did it better.
I think it was you. I think you were more excited and into it than he was. And you could feel the emotion and the joy that you were getting from the impersonation. But yeah.
That is Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. What's going on, Dan? All right. So Key's more into it than Belichick. To be fair, everyone's more into it than Belichick. Who's less into it than Belichick?
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine someone less into a press conference than Bill Belichick? It'd be hard.
You know
to
how painful it is for the reporters to have to go in and know that they're probably not going to be able to use their pen or the tape recorders for much, you know? It's just like,
yeah, what's that like, Dan? You go to a press conference, you know a coach is giving you nothing, but you have to do your job. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain feeling like, oh, God, like, what's that like?
Well, it feels like a waste of time. I mean, like, that's
such a waste of time.
But you have to go in case there's news, right? Like, in case there's something that, you know, some sort of announcement, some sort of information you get out of it. And I will say this. The people that cover the Patriots talk about, like, the Friday press conference with Belichick. And if you ever look at the transcript from that, like, they ask him football questions and philosophy questions about the game. He gives some pretty long, detailed answers on X's and O's and stuff like that. But in terms of, you know, injuries, you know, the state of the team, all that stuff, he's never going to give you anything. And they know that.
You're not getting anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's time for some hot news or not news. Are you ready?
I am.
You show up at those press conferences in case there's hot news.
In case there's hot news. Often there's not.
It is hot news or not news time. It's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Dan Graziano, Mike Reese,
hey, Dan,
just told us he would not be surprised if Mac Jones toughed it out. He's very tough, according to Adam Schefter's sources, most guys that have surgery, and tried to go Sunday. Hot news or not news?
I think it's hot news because I think there's an expectation that he won't play Sunday and that he won't play for a while. But Mike is obviously on top of this, and it lines up with what I've been told over the last couple days, which is, you know, they're trying to get some more opinions on Mac Jones and make a plan for what he's going to be able to do, and they haven't really ruled him out yet for Sunday. Now, whether they're playing games behind the scenes here, trying to mess with the opponent or what? We'll find out because he didn't practice yesterday. If he can't practice all week, obviously that's a bad sign. But I've been told from people that, you know, that tell me the truth that they haven't quite figured out exactly what it is with Mac Jones and that they haven't ruled out the possibility of him playing again soon, possibly this week.
See, it's not news to me because right now, as it stands in the 3 weeks that we've watched Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer is the same guy for these 3 weeks. So I don't know if Coach Belichick is looking at it the same way that I may be looking at it, but you're replacing a guy with a carbon copy of a guy, and it's the same thing.
We like Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah, he knows.
The way Mac Jones is playing this year, Brian Hoyer could do the same thing.
This is not news to me.
This quarterback.
Same feeling I had towards Brandon Staley when Justin Herbert was still in the game. I'm like, it's your job to protect your player from himself, right? So if it's one game, I know as much as Mac Jones wants to really tough it out, but like a high ankle sprain for a guy who hasn't practiced the last couple of days, that's kind of serious thing. Just give it a week.
Something about Mac Jones and his toughness and he's buoyant. That's, I mean, he's just something about him that
toughest
he gets
quarterback.
A lot of extra
NFL.
Credit. He's tall.
A lot
he's
of extra credit.
He's buoyant. That's all I'd say. Hey, listen, Dan Graziano, the Bucs have been practicing in Miami due to Hurricane Ian. Is this hot news or not news?
Well, I mean, look, what do you mean? Like, is it going to affect them this week? I think it's hot news from that standpoint. Any disruption in your routine can affect them. Obviously, look, I mean, there's bigger and more important things going on back in Tampa and the surrounding area, obviously. What effect it has on the Buccaneers in this week, we'll see. I mean, veteran group, they've been, you know, they'll probably be fine. They'll get their work in Miami. The question is where the game's going to be played. If they have to move it out of Tampa, they said yesterday they'd move it to Minneapolis. They can decide on that today or tomorrow, and we'll find that out. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously hot news that for the Buccaneers that they've had to relocate for the week. It would be for anybody.
Yeah, I think it's hot news, much like Dan is saying, when you start messing with the routine. And think about it this way. They go from Tampa. They go to Miami. They're not 100% sure where they may play. They may play in Tampa, depending on the weather. They may have to go to Minnesota. So they're thinking about, well, where are we going to play at? What are the conditions? Do we have to worry about soggy grass? Or are we going to an indoor stadium? There's just a lot going on right now.
So I was talking to my boy Jose Batista the other day, and he was driving with his family up to a different state to get them out of that area, right? So for me, I automatically think about my friends in that pocket. Yeah, that's hot news because you're what's your family doing? Are they okay? Are you relocating them? Are you focused on the game? There's just a lot of other things other than football going on right now.
Hey, by the way, we're not trying to trivialize the hurricane. You know, the fact is that we're looking at this sports show. We're looking at how this will affect the team. And so we're asking hot news or not news, not about a major hurricane and the disruption it's causing and the havoc it's wreaking on people's lives. But in terms of the way it affects the football of it all. Tua Tagovailoa's back injury.
Yeah.
Dan, hot news or not news?
I think it's hot news because it could affect the way he plays. I think he's going to play, from what I understand. But he's not 100%. And this is Tua, right? Like, these are the questions about him is, can he hold up physically? So if he's already banged up and, you know, if it's something that somehow gets worse, then I think it becomes hot news. I think anything physical with Tua is always going to be hot news until we see him go through a stretch where he is healthy, fully healthy for a long time.
Certainly hot news because the team's off to a good start, a red hot start, so to speak. And he's done well late in games. And so now you have some disruption going on. They go to Cincinnati to play a Cincinnati Bengals team that's trying to get to 500. And, you know, you don't want to drop one, but if you drop one, hopefully he is not in there getting injured and getting more, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's hot news. Short week, right? Mm-hmm. Short week after playing that game in Miami. Players were on the field with heat exhaustion and cramps, right? So the amount of time they had to play, especially in particular, that defense makes you worried a little bit about Miami today. And for Tua, yeah, the physicality of it, that's what you worry about.
Yeah, it was a short week, all right.
Shut up.
I think that's right. It was a short week.
Operative word, short.
Hey, by the way, I haven't heard anything.
You see what you're doing, Keyshawn.
I haven't heard anything. It's a good thing this injury is not the kind of thing that most people wouldn't play through, because I heard about Mac Jones immediately that most guys wouldn't even be out there, but I have not heard that about Tua. It must not be that bad.
So you're questioning Tua's toughness.
No, I'm just saying he hasn't gotten extra credit for the toughness yet. Mac Jones hasn't even stepped back on the field. He's getting credit for the toughness. But Tua, anyone could do this, so it's not a big deal. All right. Zach Wilson is cleared to play and is expected to start Sunday versus the Steelers. Hot news or not news, Dan?
Hot news. I mean, this is the Jets. For the Jets, they have to find out about Zach Wilson and his development this year. So the sooner they get him on the field from that standpoint, the better. I mean, I don't think anybody's expecting the Jets to be a playoff team this year, right?
Or ever.
So, right. So, like, every game Joe Flacco plays is just sort of marking time, yeah. Right? So they got to find out. They got to get Zach Wilson in there, see what kind of steps he can take this year toward being the franchise guy they drafted him to be.
It's hot news. No question about it. Everything that Dan is saying, we got to see what he is. Pretty face doesn't do anything for the Jets and their fans, right? Bad news is he's going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin. Good news for him is no T.J. Watt in the lineup. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's see what
how
he is.
How it all shakes
let's
out.
Let's see how it all shakes out.
You don't need that many points to beat the Steelers this year anyway.
That's yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hey, but it's more about evaluation, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Than it is about them winning.
By the way,
the
you
game.
Know, when Dan said no one's expecting to be a playoff team, Key, you went to an AFC championship game with the Jets?
Yes.
From now on, I'm calling you three-time Super Bowl champion because getting to an AFC championship game with the Jets is like winning two Super Bowls with another franchise.
His team starts 2-1 1 year, yeah. And now all of a sudden it's this.
You're a team too, and we've lived through four world championships, four Super Bowls. Dan Graziano, Key says that the Cowboys are a 13-win type team that will go to the Super Bowl if they get a first-round bye in the playoffs. Is that hot news or not news?
I think it would be hot news, but I don't know if I agree with it. If it happens, it would be hot news for sure. Are they that good? I mean, is that the – yeah, that's
– Here's why it's hot news, Dan. First of all, it's the Dallas Cowboys. That makes it hot, right?
Right,
and
which
so,
you knew when you said it.
Okay, so yes. Here's
that is accurate.
Here's where I come up with this at. When I look at their defense, they got a pretty good defense, a pretty good pass rush
yep.
with Parsons and Lawrence.
Pretty good is an understatement.
Well, yeah. I'm just trying to get there, Maxie. And so they ran the ball good against the Giants. Let's see if they can continue to run the ball well. We know that the left tackle position is a little bit of a suspect,
yeah,
but they keep putting these rush wins in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep putting them in a pocket. They get Dak back, and they don't change their recipe. Play defense, run the ball well, and don't ask Dak to be a $150 million quarterback. Have him do the same things that Cooper Rush is doing. And now you look up, and you surpass Philadelphia. You get the 13 or so wins, get that first round bye, and the luck is on your side. That's where I came up with that at. On top of, look at all the last Super Bowl winners. They had defense.
Yeah. I'm interested to see them play the Eagles because they beat them badly twice last
yes.
year. I mean, like it wasn't close between yeah. Dallas and the Eagles. So I want to know how much the Eagles have closed that gap.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles, there's nothing not to like about them. So
I think
far.
They closed the gap and opened up a different gap in the other
we'll
direction.
We'll find out.
I mean, we talked about all the teams in the NFC, right? Really good defenses, good wideouts, and a quarterback that can manage the game unless you have Aaron Rodgers. But that can be that guy where you're wondering, can it go slightly to the next level? If it can, with that defense and those tools.
Man, run the football.
Right there, man. And
run the football. There dink go, and Keith. Dunk. And don't create no turnover.
The hot news is Jay Will doesn't think that Aaron Rodgers can manage a game.
That's what All right. I was, that's
so,
what
yeah,
I think he's a level above.
Well, no. That's please clip that. Clip that. Let's send it
can't
around.
Can't manage the game Aaron if he's in the NFC Championship. That's what I meant to say.
I'm going
to
retweet it. It's going to be on Instagram and NFTs everything.
Way.
I'm going to make an NFT.
Yeah.
NFT.
Why do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Bing bong.
I think Aaron Rodgers can at least manage a game, Jay.
I can tell you why, Jake. Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Dr. J. Williams.
Immunized.
He's.
What?
What? He is.
Leave
he's
the guy alone.
He's also the king
what
of the J. Wills.
The guys alone?
He said yesterday he is the real J. Will and everyone else is an imitator.
When did you say that?
I don't know.
He said he's the greatest Jay Will to ever play sports.
I said white chocolate.
Jay and Max.
No, you said something about white chocolate yesterday. Didn't pass it too flat. Pass it too flashy,
Dan,
right?
I've lost track of what you guys are talking
I'm
about.
I'm so confused.
But yeah. Jay and Max don't really approve of Aaron Rodgers because he tried to dupe us all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they still holding on to that.
Yeah.
He had some fun.
Nickel slick.
He had some fun with the media. The earth is flat. I mean – these things well, happen.
That was Kyrie, but at least Kyrie
yes, I know that
was
Kyrie.
Willing to pay the price for doing what he
all
did.
All right, I got us going in the wrong direction. Let's go. Sorry, Dan.
I'm kind of with them on this.
Yeah.
Yes,
Dan.
That's it. 3-1. You're outvoted. Thank you, Dan Graziano. I meant for the vote. Why haven't the Bengals looked like the Bengals?
The Bengals.
The Bengals of last year. Why haven't they looked that way this season? That's coming up.
Miami Dolphins are going to win. 21-19.
If they're going to contend at the championship level, you're going to have to beat good teams in closely contested games. And the Dolphins have shown that they are a good football team. The
expectations haven't changed. We just trust each other, go out and play football.
Tua looking, flips it downfield, wide open! Touchdown, Tyreek Hill!
Can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can hear us on the ESPN app. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst with us now.
Real quick, rest in peace, Coolio.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Just want to say that off the top.
And we're playing a song. Just want to say that.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. That's a good way to bring us down this morning.
It's paying respect. It's appreciation. It's gratitude, Max.
I was feeling good.
It's appreciation, Max. It's gratitude.
All of a sudden, I'm depressed.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration. Celebrate it. Here we go. Bounce back. Max, wake up.
He's in the gangster's paradise now. Is that what you're saying, Jay?
Don't do that. I did not.
It was a great song.
What a great song. Legendary.
Pastime Paradise, Stevie Wonder was a great song. Yeah. That track never goes wrong. What's going on, D Wood?
I'm good, man. How you fellas doing?
Doing all right.
Key, we good?
Yeah, we good.
I'm laying out, man.
Okay.
I'm just letting y'all.
Key knows what's coming, and he's going to have to talk about this again today, this morning. Let me start with you. Jay is a believer. Are you a Tua Tagovailoa believer?
A believer in what?
That's a no. That is a no.
I think I can answer for Damon Woody.
Mm-hmm.
Let Big Wood answer for himself.
Big Wood played football
mm-hmm.
and did it at a high level mm-hmm. for many, many years. So he's going to be cautious in this situation. That's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah. You know what, Big Wood? It's really funny how this gets framed for me. That I was like, I'm Tua's biggest cheerleader. I just pay respect for what I've seen thus far. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
He's coming along, I think. I like Tua's trajectory.
I mean, listen, he's playing winning football. He's doing what a quarterback's supposed to do. Quarterback's number one job is protect the ball. You know, he's doing that. I think when I look at Tua, you know, the Miami Dolphins have won in a lot of different ways this year.
Yep.
Tua, and the main benefactor has been, you know, Tua as far as, the way their defense has played. But Tua has been, man, I hate throwing around the word, game manager. But he's done a really good job of putting this team in position to win football
managed
games.
To throw four touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
But I mean, listen.
Managing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, listen. That Baltimore secondary they've been struggling for quite some time.
They're not on the field.
Listen, they've been struggling for quite some time, but I give Tua credit.
You got to give him the credit.
They've been breathing life into Tua all offseason. Tyreek Hill has been singing Tua's praises. Mike McDaniel's been singing Tua praises. So I'm going to give him his props, I'm going to give him his props. But. See, he always trying to stir something up here. But there's levels to this.
Mm-hmm.
There's levels. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
But is it because, nobody's sitting up here trying to say that Tua is the next Josh Allen or Tua is the next Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. But is there something to be, a good game manager? Like, you can win Super Bowls with a good
could
game
he be
manager.
Drew Brees?
Yeah,
Could it be Drew Brees?
That's what I'm saying. Well, listen, like I said off the top, the number one job of a quarterback is what, Key? To take care of the football.
Take care of the football and get his team in the end zone.
That's right. Like, he's done a really good job of that. So, if you want to talk about, the job description and does he fit that, absolutely.
But what about Brees? Hold on. What about the Brees comparisons? Littler guy, left-handed version, be accurate, right? His career didn't start off like gangbusters. He had to build, then get to a good situation. Tua didn't get moved, but the situation got better for him. What about a comparison like that? Could he be a star quarterback ever in his career, do you think?
Well, I mean, listen, judging by what he's surrounded by, he could absolutely be that. I mean, when you got explosive weapons like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, that makes your job a lot easier, but again, for Tua, I understand the comparisons, small guy, he's very accurate, all those things with Drew Brees. Man, but Drew Brees will accomplish a lot.
And that was comparison. Those were comparisons when he came out of school. You always got a comp. And I tell this to Jay all the time. Everybody walking around 6'4 with a fade that's dark skin is not Keyshawn Johnson. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Even if they look like it, they resemble, they wear the same number, it's not the same. The reason that I have pushback on this situation is you're not going to package him up and sell him to me and make me think that all of a sudden he's a legit MVP candidate when he's a game manager. What game manager you know is ever MVP candidate?
Who's throwing our MVP? I want to know who's throwing our MVP candidate.
Was the guy that was...
Oh, no. See, it's right. Once again, how stories get framed.
But that's how we got into this whole back and forth thing. Is because they had him on the odds.
I said in the first three weeks, he's on the odds and he's in that conversation.
They had him in the odds as an MVP candidate.
Uh-huh.
He ain't playing MVP football. He played MVP fourth quarter.
I'm not saying it's going to...
I don't care why. Listen, MVP fourth quarter. What's the most, like, Key, I hear what you're saying.
But you can't package him up.
Athlete eyeball test tells you, it tells me a lot that two football guys in here go, not quite. So far, the results are the results. He's got to be in the conversation. I'm not saying he's going to finish there. Right now, he's in the conversation.
No, you're not going to do that
to me, though. He's got the best QBR in the NFL.
I don't give a damn if he got the best RWA in the NFL.
Do you care about 3-0?
I don't care.
Do you care about 3-0?
I care about 3-0. That's the team.
I'm not saying he's the best. I'm saying he's accomplished the most so far this year.
Max, if you take that fourth quarter away, that's all I'm saying.
You can't take it away. It's there. You live in this world, Key.
If you take Eli Manning's Super Bowls away, but he won the freaking Super Bowl by outplaying everybody.
I'm going to say, here's what I will say. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Right now is
MVP.
Yes,
no doubt.
We agree with that.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes, Lamar's number one.
We all agree on that.
So,
we said that.
So the conversation came up again, Wood. They played against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Tua, four touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson spotted the defense 28 points. He did his job. But then the odds come out. Lamar Jackson is below Tua.
No, he wasn't.
Tua
was 6 in the odds.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, because you was betting on him.
Yes, he was 6 in the odds.
Whatever, he's on the damn list.
Yeah, just on the list. What? Why you get mad about him just being on the list?
Because you tried to package him up and sell him to me,
Jay.
You're
like,
not going to do that.
I'm not. We all agreed that Lamar Jackson, D-Wood, was the MVP. We talk about Josh Allen right there. Right, because of the passing yards, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, we all agree that they were above Tua.
And Tua's right behind Lamar at plus 1,400.
Okay.
Hey, come on, man. That's all I'm saying. You can't do that.
Who else you putting ahead of Tua then? That's fine.
I can't do it.
Who else are you going to put ahead of Tua?
Who would I put ahead of Tua right now? Josh, Patrick Mahomes. Well, that's probably – it's only going to be 3 to 4 people. You can't stretch the list out. No, you can't.
He did what?
You can't stretch it out.
All I'm going to say is this.
Because if I'm stretching, I can put anybody on there.
I'll say this. If Lamar keeps playing this brand of football,
he's going to be a runaway.
Gonna be close. He'll be a unit. To me, he'll be a unit.
He's a runaway. Right. But I have three tiers of quarterbacks. I did on this just in yesterday. One in the one spot. It goes 1, 2, 3, right? Lamar. Then I got, and people were pushing against it, Mahomes and Allen. And then under that,
you got Mahomes
the three.
Second?
With Allen. And then in the third tier, I have Tua, Hurts, and Trevor Lawrence. Those are the six best guys so far this year in terms of results. I'm looking at results. What do you want me to tell you? We didn't get a chance to get into this with Damian Woody.
I don't think we buy it, but go ahead, Max. We got to get out.
No one did. Pearls before swine. We didn't get a chance to get into this with you, Damian. What should we expect from Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense? That's what we're about to get into, D-Wood.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, Miami Dolphins are at Cincinnati. They are underdogs. They're 3-0. Cincinnati's not looked good, but Cincinnati's favored by 4 at home. Now, we haven't seen anything from Joe Burrow in the offense yet, really. What should we expect, Key?
You know, I think when you look at the offense last week against the Jets, they did okay, but most people say, oh, it's the Jets. But I'm not looking at the opponent. I'm looking at how they function. Was he methodically throwing the football? Were they catching it? Were they running crisp routes? Were they tackling? Like, that's how I look at it. Because I know the opponent's not great, but did they do what they needed to do and what they were supposed to do on the road in a situation where they got blanked last year by Mike White? Well, they took care of business. They got their W. But I want to know, why are they favorite and the Dolphins are 3-0 and they 1-2? So what does that say for you odds people, bettors?
Well, I would say they're probably favorite because the Dolphins coming off the game they had in their last game, the amount of time the Dolphins defense had to play, it was like, what, 40 minutes? Like, they were on the field, time of possession. So probably that and the travel due to coming into Cincinnati.
So the fact that Cincinnati
coming off the win, too, and how their O-line looked better against the Jets than it did before the previous two games.
So FPI is giving them like a 24 –
Them meaning who?
Miami Dolphins. 24% chance to win.
FPI is at 20. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's much more like a 50-50 type game.
But why? My question is, what do they see?
I think.
And what do the odd makers see?
I think, one, people see a little bit of smoke and mirrors with the Dolphins because, as you said, they were fortunate, it seems, Okay, that's one. Yeah. Two, I think people recognize the Bengals have been underachieving so far and yet have gotten a little bit better as the season has gone along. And also, by the way, came a blocked field goal away from beating Pittsburgh game one. So they're 1-2, but they could easily be 2-1. And then finally, I think people get the same feeling I do, Jay. They're kind of due. Like, the Bengals are due for a good game.
I go back to that O-line. So it was 2 weeks ago I said that Joe Burrow is on pace to be sacked 111 times. Like, last year he was sacked 51 times. That's 2X.
I don't think you can get through a season being sacked 111 times.
Granted, it was the Jets, but he was only sacked twice. So the O-line did a lot better of a job. So I think that plays into it. Also,
so five times a game.
As
average, right?
Yes. Yeah. Here's what I would say about, I think, for the Bengals. I'm not saying it's the reason. I think it's one of the reasons, though, for this team. Think about where they were 2 years ago, Key. I mean, they were coming off a 4-11-1 season, okay? Joe Burrow hurt his knee. There were zero expectations. Then all of a sudden, to go to a Super Bowl, right, to be that team. We're talking about Joe Burrow saying, oh, he's going to be in so many Super Bowls. He's in that same Patrick Mahomes-like category. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes, by the way, getting so many AFC championship games in a row. It speaks to how hard it is. Ja'Marr Chase, he's one of the top wide receivers, and he's doing this all in despite of the fact that their O-line is depleted and they have nobody. Now they're adding additions. Lael Collins, like, they're adding all these pieces. We expect, like, now it's Super Bowl or bust. It's hard to live with that when you're used to being the hunter, and now you're the hunted day in, day out. I think we're watching them adjust to this new target on their back and now kind of recalibrating what that looks like.
See, I don't think they were Super Bowl or bust coming into the year.
To a lot of people, they were.
Most people know that they were ahead of schedule and everything fell into place, right? They got the Raiders. That was a little magical win. Then they go to Tennessee, and Ryan Tannehill gift wraps them a couple interceptions in the end, and then they go to Kansas City, and they take care of business, an emotional roller coaster, and beat Kansas City.
But people believe fundamentally that this is a good team because when you look at FPI, they're underdogs against the Ravens. And I don't know, to me that's a toss-up game, right? Because the Ravens are so banged up. Lamar's got to do everything for them to win, and even then. But every other team at this moment, they're favored to win. It's not a killer schedule, but that reflects to me the idea that people believe that fundamentally the Bengals are good.
But see, Keith, that's you and your inside football knowledge. But you, let's go back to being players for a second. You lose in the Super Bowl, even though that hurts, the entire offseason, man. You're hearing people chirping about how dope you guys are, about what you guys are about to do for the next 10 years. How does that? That's easy to go to a team's head a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, I think when you're young, the expectations, you think you're going to make it back there 50 times in a row.
Right.
I mean, from a team standpoint, I mean, I knew that was going to be the case because I saw, you know, guys out and about in different places. And you're like,
he's not just pulling it out of thin air.
You're doing a little too much.
Yeah.
This offseason.
But that just means that early in the season, you might have some hiccups. As the season goes along.
You may get better. Or those 15 sacks in three games, you were winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Joe Burrow was getting sacked, but they were winning those games. They weren't winning them early in the season.
Two years ago, people were talking about running Zach Taylor out of town.
Yep.
It's fire.
I was saying his season was done. He was hot.
1 year ago.
1 year ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
The start of the season last year.
There you
but
go.
See, that's what
he talked to me.
But look, guys,
about helping him list his house. As
really?
His realtor,
is that right?
As his realtor, I was going to be his realtor.
Oh yeah, that's right. By the way, people should see that picture.
We need to put this picture.
I was going to be his realtor.
We need to put that. Please send me that picture. I want to tweet it out.
Me too.
Keyshawn Johnson,
Newport Beach, California.
Keyshawn Johnson. Hottest fielder in Newport
Beach. No, but seriously, though.
Laguna, he's selling stuff. Forget it. It's flying off the shelf.
At the beginning of the season, I felt like, oh, okay, he'll probably be fired in about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And then they all of a sudden got better. He's like, oh, okay. And then he goes to the Super Bowl, and he goes and buys a bigger house.
And let's be honest, guys. They got Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and, of course,
Jamar Chase.
So people know, like, in any game, no matter how bad they play, they're never out of a game. Yeah, I think Joe Burrow gets sacked 15 times, whatever. He got two great receivers. He's not scared. He's clutch. Everyone knows that that's always possible. Jay, everything changes, right? When you go from the hunted to the hunter.
No,
hunter,
you hunter, to hunter, hunter,
hunter,
hunter
to hunted. Yes. Now that the Yankees got the whole home run chase out of the way, guys. Should we start looking forward to the playoffs, and what are the chances?
Playoffs!
Were you going to tie in Hunted Hunter to that? No? Okay.
Hunter Henry. Jay, Will, and Max.
Yeah.
ESPN Radio, back after this.
Listen to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.